This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. This evening, the Aurora City Council is questioning investigators who last week released their findings on the death of Elijah McClain. The independent investigation found Aurora police officers were not justified in stopping McClain, who was not accused of any crime when police approached him in August 2019. McClain was put in two carotid holds and injected with a sedative ketamine. He died after the encounter. The investigators also found issues with the police department's follow-up on the incident. The city council meeting started at 6 and is going on now. Colorado will get more than 45,000 doses of the new Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. Governor Jared Polis says that means the state will soon be vaccinating more than 400,000 people a week.
Very much looking forward to that. It's logistically easier with one dose than two. We're excited to add that to the arsenal of weapons that will allow us to defeat this deadly virus.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine was approved by the FDA on February 27th. By the end of this month, the White House estimates there will be 6 million doses of the vaccine distributed across the U.S. The state legislature has taken a step toward eliminating the statute of limitations for victims of child sexual assault to file civil lawsuits against abusers. Colorado currently has no statute of limitations for criminal cases involving sexual abuse of minors, but victims have to file civil claims by the age of 24. Today's unanimous Senate vote sends the bill to the House. This is CPR News.